you know, about talking about butter. Would you ever hear?
I have heard the expression used. I don't remember on butter or something else. I'm a little stout. Yeah, I've heard it a little bit. Never used butter.
Now somebody who was easy to get along with, he'd say, he's always got a smile on his face. He never loses his temper. He's mighty what?
Come on, Fred.
I don't know. What did you call him?
Did you ever know people like that? You know, they were always...
Well, I heard an expression some years ago, not too many years ago either, that amused me, and it applied so well. We had a druggist in St. Joe, and he was always griping about something. And I think it's the barber down saying you head loft. I was in there one day, and you know, Chris is the most even-tempered man I ever saw. Ever knew. Yet he's always mad.
Yeah.
And it was a real fact. He's different, all right, but he's always mad.
He's always mad. But somebody the opposite of that would be what? Just the regular old...
Grouch.
He's a grouch?
Yeah, grouch. That's what I'm always called.
Yeah. If a man's very sure of his ways and he never wants to change, you'd say he was what?
Well, spooky, I reckon.
You say, don't be so
mule-headed,
blank in your ways. So, would you ever say, don't be so
set in your ways?
Set in your ways, or?
Jesus asked me the other day what I attributed by long life to, longevity to, and I left out one of the most important ones.
What's that?
I never let nothing worry me. Never have. What's done is done. You ain't no use to worry about it. And I realize that now. My wife, she's always been a worrier. She's always worrying about something. It don't do any good to worry. You can't be. I said, if I could do any good by worrying, I'd worry. But ain't no use in worrying when you don't do a damn bit of good.
Okay. Now, in arguing with somebody like that, Mr. you say to him, don't be so.
Well, I might say mule-headed.
Mule-headed?
Like that.
I was talking with him. I didn't realize he'd get so, you know,
upset.
Yeah, you know, he lost his temper. He sure is mighty
grouchy.
He's mighty loses his temper when anything goes wrong.
High temper, that's
littlest thing goes wrong. Feisty.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Now, what would you say to somebody when they're about to lose their temper?
Huh?
What would you say to somebody when they're about to lose their temper?
I'd lose mine a little bit. You know? You're crazy as hell, something like that.
Well, you know, you're in a somewhere with somebody and he starts getting mad and there are a bunch of strangers standing around and you say, now just keep
My son and I get in arguments, yeah. Don't shoot my daughter-in-law.